Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump is issuing dozens of pardons as one of his last official acts in office. Among the recipients is Steve Bannon, Trump's former chief strategist, who's accused of swindling hundreds of thousands of people who donated money for a southern border wall. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, who's serving a 28-year prison sentence for corruption, is being pardoned, as well as Palm Beach eye doctor, who was convicted of health care fraud. Also on the list is an engineer who was sentenced to 18 months in prison for stealing self-driving auto technology from Google. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blaming President Trump for the violent insurrection against the U.S. Capitol.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like.
McConnell spoke on Trump's last full day in office. More than 401,500 Americans have now died from COVID-19, and President-elect Joe Biden is urging the nation to remember them. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports on Biden's remarks Tuesday during a memorial service on the National Mall.
Hallelujah. President-elect Biden Hallelujah. Stood alongside his wife Jill and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris at the base of the Lincoln Memorial to pay Hallelujah. Tribute to the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have lost their lives.
Let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
400 lights have been turned on around the perimeter of the monument's iconic reflecting pool, each representing more than 1,000 people who have died from COVID-19. The vigil comes just hours before Biden is to be sworn in as the nation's 46th president. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
India, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, is now exporting vaccines. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more from Mumbai.
An Indian government spokesman tweeted pre-dawn photos of big boxes of vaccines being loaded onto Indian airliners for export with the hashtag neighborhood first. India is exporting this first batch of vaccines to its neighbors Bhutan and the Maldives, followed by Bangladesh, Nepal and Myanmar. The Serum Institute of India is mass producing the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine in huge volumes, up to 100 million doses a month, half of which are for export. That vaccine does not require ultra-cold refrigeration, so it's likely to be the one used by many lower- and middle-income countries. The World Health Organization is expected to soon approve it for emergency use. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge is refusing to block a deposition in a Manhattan civil case against Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein argued that his poor health made it practically impossible for him to attend. The disgraced Hollywood producer is appealing his sexual assault and rape conviction and 23-year prison sentence in New York. He still faces similar charges in California. The merger of Fiat Chrysler and the Peugeot Group is now official. The combined company is trading on the European Stock Exchange under the new name Stellantis. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, the manufacturer is juggling a constellation of auto brands.
Fiat Chrysler brought to this corporate marriage, well, Fiat and Chrysler, of course, but also Dodge, Ram, and Jeep, plus Alfa Romeo and Maserati. The French side of the company carries with it Peugeot, Citroën, DS, Opel, and Vauxhall. The companies say there will be no plant closures as a result of the merger, but it's not clear if every nameplate will remain in production. The new company, with a starry name, produces about 8 million cars per year, sold in more than 130 countries. Stellantis shares hit European exchanges first and arrive on Wall Street on Wednesday. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Turkey has slapped advertising bans on Twitter, Periscope, and Pinterest for failing to comply with a new law that social media platforms appoint local representatives. Critics say the new law, which allows authorities to remove content, amounts to censorship, while Ankara says it enhances oversight of foreign companies. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.